More than 40 people were killed by a suicide bomber yesterday in Baghdad as they lined up outside an Iraqi army base to receive their paychecks. The dead were mainly members of the Awakening Movement, the organization composed mostly of Sunni former insurgents, but also included Iraqi soldiers. It was the deadliest of a recent string of attacks against former insurgents who switched sides to fight alongside American forces. Joining us is the BBC's Baghdad correspondent, Gabriel Gatehouse. Gabriel, what is the role of the Awakening Movement in the government?
Right. Well, as you said, they don't really form part of the government. They're a sort of militia force who are on the government payroll, who jointly look after security in a Sunni or Sunni Shia mixed areas. So, as you said, in 2006-2007, they were brought in from the insurgency, brought on side, put on first the American payroll and now on the Iraqi government payroll. And they are very much credited with turning around that sectarian civil war, that very, very vicious violence that we saw in 2006-2007, and reducing the overall levels of violence here in Iraq. But I think many of their members see that they did this at very great personal cost to themselves, and now they are being increasingly targeted by insurgents.
Well, I was just going to say, how long are these former militants going to remain loyal to a government that they could blame for not protecting them?
I think that's a big question. I mean, at the moment, the Sahwa people are feeling squeezed on both sides. I was talking to some of them. Sahwa is another word for another name for this awakening movement. Mm-hmm. I was speaking to some of them in a Sunni neighborhood in Baghdad yesterday. And they said, yeah, they don't feel supported by the government. They feel that the Shiite-dominated government looks on them as a militia force. And essentially, they see themselves as having to defend themselves. I think they are essentially a self-defense force. So the question is, the worry is, if they're being squeezed on both sides, attacked by Al-Qaeda and neglected, if you like, and not protected by the government, the question is, will they feel that there's only one way they can go, and that is back into insurgency?
So then what does it mean that this awakening movement, as we noted, is not only former insurgents, but also Iraqi soldiers?
Right. Well, they were promised jobs in the mainstream security forces, or at least some of them were, as part of this kind of general drive to incorporate the awakening movement into the mainstream. But a lot of them feel that this hasn't really happened. Some of them have got jobs in the mainstream, but lots of them feel that they were promised and they haven't materialized. They're also, lots of them complain that they're not being paid. So I think that is very much feeding into the discontent and feeding into the feeling rather than of integration, of alienation.
Now, briefly then, how also is the U.S. troop pullout feeding into what they're feeling these days?
Well, because this whole awakening movement came up under the American auspices of the American military, I think very much a lot of them feel that now the Americans are leaving, they're focused on their withdrawal, they're being ignored by the Americans as well. So it's feeding into that general feeling of desertion, I think, that a lot of these awakening people feel.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Gabriel Gatehouse. He is a correspondent in Baghdad with the BBC, one of our partners here at The Takeaway.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.